creation and undertaking research. In 2017 alone, over 130,000 tonnes of plastic made its way into Australia's oceans. That's the weight of 2.5 Titanics. Check out our Facebook under Coastal Scavengers. Spread the word and pledge your loyalty to the ocean today. Join the fight against marine pollution. 4ZZZ cares about our community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Ooh, good morning, friends. This is Lavinia, Mac and Clementine with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, authorities at Brisbane Airport have released eye-opening CCTV footage showing a spike in falls and injuries, urging travellers to stay alert and aware of their surroundings during the busy Easter period. The recordings showcase a series of mishaps and injuries people have encountered while at the airport, such as passengers losing their balance while attempting to juggle heavy luggage, or children being injured while riding on suitcases through the terminals. Brisbane Airport's head of safety, Peter Dawn, highlighted that while parents may allow their small children to ride on suitcases to get places quicker, it is not worth the risk. Meanwhile, a young girl named Willow has achieved a medical triumph by taking her first steps following a groundbreaking new gene therapy treatment called Zolgensma in Queensland. Spinal muscular atrophy type 1, which Willow was diagnosed with, typically results in progressive muscle weakness due to the loss of motor neurons in the spinal cord and infant death due to respiratory failure. Thankfully, Willow was diagnosed in the womb and has been able to receive treatment since her first day of life. Although she still requires support, such as receiving speech therapy, physiotherapy, hydrotherapy, and occupational therapy through the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Willow's mother describes Zolgensma as amazing and having given her back a lot of function. She said, quote, Willow is going to have such a different future because of the treatments she's had available to her.
In national news, an outcome in a legal dispute between a battery company and a local stargazing tourism company has led to both parties coming to an agreement. The New South Wales government had approved a 200 megawatt battery facility from Canadian company Hydrostore, but the decision was appealed by tourism company Outback Astronomy in early 2025. The outcome came with clear requirements for the facility regarding light and noise pollution, which the stargazers claim would impact their business during the 50-year lifetime of the facility. Both parties confirmed that no financial settlement was made.
In other news, an Australian first early pregnancy loss support program has been developed to better address the emotional care of bereaved parents. The program, MHelp, or Mental Health After Early Pregnancy Loss, was developed by University of Queensland senior lecturer and psychologist Dr. Marjolaine Cammers and her research team and implemented at various Ramsay Health Centre maternity hospital sites in Queensland, Victoria and New South Wales. Dr. Cammers said, quote, research shows early pregnancy loss is often experienced as a traumatic life event associated with depression, anxiety, PTSD and significant grief and distress, which can be exacerbated by negative experiences with healthcare, end quote. The study provides important empirical evidence that a practical and integrated intervention, combining staff training with written support for patients and partners, can reduce symptoms of depression for women and increase confidence and competence for healthcare providers. The program combines training for everyone involved in care with a support booklet for bereaved patients and partners that acknowledge the emotional impact of the loss, as well as answering key questions.
And in international news, the Parliament of Israel has today passed a law that would see Palestinians convicted of deadly attacks face the death penalty. The law was passed after its third reading in Parliament with 62 votes for and 48 against, with Prime Minister Netanyahu and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir voting in favour. The bill would see any Palestinian convicted in an Israeli military court for attacks deemed, quote, acts of terrorism, would be hanged within 90 days. European countries have criticised the laws, saying they undermine the principles of democracy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy with some rain expected this afternoon. The Brisbane River's tide is at its highest now and will reach its lowest tide after 3 p.m. this afternoon. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.
we pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that the